We have a very exciting series planned this semester. And if you did not receive one of our advertising brochures, there's a big stack out on the refreshment table, and there's a stack here beside the lectern. Be sure and pick one up. Our next reading will be 2 weeks from tonight, and Gary Soto will be reading for us. The week following, Mr. Soto will bring back to this campus Lee Young Lee, who is a student here at one time, and we're very happy to be having him as a visitor. And then we have a very exciting joint reading by Vivian Gornick and Mary Elsie Robertson, who are both on the creative writing faculty. Maxine Kuhman will be visiting for us in March, and Linda Hogan will be the final visitor of the year in April. And three student readings are scheduled. And a number of readings for Writers at Work. Writers at Work will begin their season next Wednesday night with a reading by Ron Steffens and Barbara Kingsolver. The Writers at Work sponsor fiction readings in this auditorium. Everything is in this auditorium, and everything is at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Copies of Sonora, or thereabouts, copies of Sonora Review will be on sale tonight in the lobby. Sonora Review is a beautiful national magazine that's produced by students in the MFA program here at the university. W.S. Merwin first visited us in 1969, and it's been a great pleasure to call him our friend since then. He's come to Tucson several times, read not only for the Poetry Center, but for Pima College and the Poetry Festival, and came sometimes and just visited and had a good time with all of us. It's such a pleasure to have him back. I called him and I said, "This is my last semester." And he said, okay, I'll come." You know, I didn't have to whine or cry at all. It was just wonderful. He's published 14 books of poetry. Most recently, The Rain in the Trees and Selected Poems. Also, books of nonfiction, books of memoirs. He's won all the major awards. As my husband introduced him several years ago, he is a man who needs no introduction. I present to you W.S. Merwin.